With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson, inside for Elba.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Wayne Bennett, Peter O'Sullivan and the Dolphins. They have announced their first signing. It is official. Felice Kaufusi, he has joined the Dolphins for season 2023. It is a 3-year deal. Now, when the 2023 season does kick off, Felice, he will be 31 years old. So that's a 3-year contract to see him out till, he's aged 34. I don't mind it. I think it's a good length time to sign him. I think he'll be playing till around that age. If he's not, they can cut that earlier. I don't think it's a bad... People are saying it's too much of a long-term deal or whatever. I don't really think it is, to be honest with you. But I'll tell you what, the thing that has sort of surprised me a little bit, and I sort of feel like everyone I talk to kind of feels the same. And I want to say this with all due respect to Felice Kaufusi, because he's a premier player in our game. I'm a huge fan of him. Every player I talk to about Felice Kaufusi just holds him in the highest regard. But I think I can speak for just about everyone when I say it's a bit of a surprise. For me, I always just assumed that the first signing would be the marquee guy. Now, I hope that this isn't the marquee guy, with all due respect to Felice Kaufusi. If we get to round one of 2023 and he's the best player in this team, they're in a spot of trouble. Yeah, they're in some serious curry if that is the situation. And look, I was always expecting, you know, from the moment the Dolphins came into the competition, I was expecting it would be a Munster, it would be a Grant, it would be a Kalen Ponga. It'd be one of these absolute superstars of our game. For the first guy to be Felice Kaufusi, that has sort of shaken me a little bit. I really wasn't expecting that. And I remember being a teenager and hearing that the Gold Coast Titans were coming into the competition and just being so excited. And I still remember the day when I woke up and on the newspaper it said Preston Campbell has signed. And Preston Campbell was an absolute freak. He'd already won a Dally M medal a couple of years earlier in 2001, I believe. He'd won a premiership with the Panthers in 2003. He was an icon of rugby league. Obviously an incredibly talented Indigenous footballer, but he was also a guy that he was too small for the NRL. I mean, if he would have shown up to any scout day, every single scout would have said he's too small, yeah? And he was a guy that had defied the odds and was not only playing first-grade football, but dominating first-grade football, winning Dally M medals, winning premierships. And he was the smallest guy, not only on the field, but in the competition. So for them to sign Preston Campbell, I thought that was unreal. He was a versatile guy that could play fullback. He could play six. Obviously, a lot of links to the community and whatnot. So the signing of Preston Campbell, I still remember thinking, good God, this is a good one. This is so exciting. And, you know, still to this day, when I think of the Gold Coast Titans, I think of Preston Campbell. I think of Preston Campbell and the guy they signed second, which was Scott Prince, who went on to be the faces of this club for a long time and the face of this club when they were the most successful that they ever have been. So for me, I look back at that first signing of Preston Campbell, and as I said, I will never forget the moment that I first saw Preston Campbell sign with the Gold Coast Titans, and it just made that club real to me. I've got to tell you, when I sat in my car today on my lunch break, and I looked down on my phone and I saw Felice Kaufusi signed with the Dolphins, I just sort of went, oh, okay, good signing. It's going to build culture. It's going to be solid for this team. But I mean, is this a marquee guy? Is this the sort of, is this a billboard guy? For me, I don't think he is. I think that it's great that they're getting Queenslanders in and whatnot, but I just think it's a strange one to announce straight off the bat that this is going to be the first guy. And I don't know if I'm overreading it, but I don't know if the fact that they've waited until, what was it, November 26 to announce that Felice Kaufusi has signed, I don't know. Is that saying that they're struggling to get names? Is this the best name that they could get up until this point? I mean, it just makes sense to me that your biggest fish you can possibly get is the first name that you announce. It just builds momentum. For me, Felice Kaufusi signing with the Dolphins today, I mean, if he would have signed with the Roosters, I think it would have got the same fanfare. If he would have signed with the Tigers, I think it would have got the same fanfare. It was just like another player signing with another club. It wasn't the first signing in an NRL team's existence, and for a famous brand like the Dolphins as well. I don't know. It just had a weird vibe to me. As I said, when I look back at the moment I saw Preston Campbell sign with the Titans, I sort of went, far out. This team, this is the sort of guy that is going to be the Gold Coast Titans. I absolutely love this signing. It was so fitting. He was a guy that everyone loved, everyone enjoyed. He was a highlight reel, entertaining guy. Felice Kaufusi, I think he's a tremendous footballer. He's a kangaroo, yeah, a sensational back rower, a premiership winner, experienced. But I just don't think he's a billboard guy. I just don't think he is an asses on seat guy. And you know what? Maybe in a week's time they'll announce, hey, Kalen Ponga signed and he's the billboard guy. Brandon Smith has signed. He's the billboard guy. But I don't know. It just had a very hollow feeling to me. I don't know how other people felt. And once again, I want to say this with the greatest respect to Felice Kaufusi, because I think he's a premier player in our game. I think he's sensational. But if you would have said to me, day that they announced the Dolphins were coming into the competition, who are they going to sign? Write down 20 names. Who is going to be the first guy they're going to announce? I got to tell you, I just assumed it would be a spine player. I just assumed it would be a highlight reel sort of guy. I assumed it would be someone that kids emulate in the backyard, someone that is a real needle mover. I just don't feel like Felice Kaufusi is that guy. Once again, champion player, premiership winner, kangaroo, Queensland Maroon. He's done it all in our game. He's only been around for a couple of years. This is only his sixth or seventh season of NRL, which is crazy. Debuted in 2015. I think he's 29 at the moment, so he's a bit of a late bloomer, Felice Kaufusi, but he hasn't wasted any time. He's come out of a great system. He's coming out of a winning culture. He's going to bring that up there, which is going to be great. I think it's a really good signing by Wayne Bennett and by Peter O'Sullivan, but I mean, if they run out round one and Felice Kaufusi is their marquee player, mate, this team is in a little bit of Barney. So I assume he won't be. I assume that he will probably be in the top 3, 4, 5 players in this team by the time they run out, which is in, you know, 2 years' time still. But I got to tell you, it just felt a little bit hollow to me. It felt a little bit strange. It's a moment that in 15 years' time, I don't think I'm going to look back and remember the moment Felice Kaufusi signed and I went, wow, this team's fed income. Whereas I still remember the moment that they signed Preston Campbell. I still remember the moment they signed Scott Prince. I think in 20 years' time, this will be a trivia question. Who signed with the Dolphins first? And hopefully, everyone will get it wrong and say a Kalen Ponga, Brandon Smith, Cameron Munster, one of these guys. But I don't know. It just seems like a strange one to me. And maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe I set the standards in my head too high for who they were going to sign and who they were going to lure to the club. But I don't know. It's a strange one. It's a really odd one for me. It makes me worried that potentially they're not getting the bites and luring in the guys that they thought they would be. There's been a lot of premier players in our competition that have re-signed with clubs and have signed with different clubs over the last 3 weeks since November 1st. This is the first move we've seen the Dolphins make. And Felice Kaufusi, great player, but he's just not a needle mover for me. And hopefully over the next 2 weeks, we see more and more dominoes fall. It'd be great to see Brandon Smith land there. But from what I've gathered, I think he's going to end up at the Sydney Roosters. Maybe it helps that Felice Kaufusi is signed there. They've obviously got the Melbourne Storm connection. Could help to pull him over the line there. I'm not sure, but a great player. He's going to help their culture. He's going to be fantastic for young guys coming through. He's got connections to a lot of the Queensland players, Kangaroos players, so he's going to be a handy guy to have. He brings the experience in the Melbourne Storm system as well. So don't get me wrong, not a bad signing. I think it's a fantastic signing. I think it's great. But for the first guy, the first player that we associate for the Dolphins, I just thought it would be a higher profile guy, or a guy that is more relatable for people, or a guy that kids want to emulate. I'm obviously a teacher, and on my lunch break yesterday, I saw it on my phone. And I thought, even to me, I was like, I love Felice Kaufusi. I respect him so much, but it's an odd one. I wanted more of an entertaining guy to be the first face of the Dolphins. And I walked back into a classroom and I went up to five or six boys who play rugby league in South Sydney. And I said, the Dolphins just announced their first signing. And they all turned and went, who'd they get? I said, Felice Kaufusi.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And they went, okay, the Melbourne second rower. And I went, yeah, Felice Kaufusi, he plays for the Kangaroos. And they said, that's cool. Will he be their captain? I was like, probably not, but maybe. And the conversation ended there. Now, if I would have walked into that room and said, Dolphins have just signed someone, and they said who, and I said Kalyn Ponga, could you imagine the impact that has, how much that changes that conversation? If I said the Cheese, Brandon Smith, I mean, I just imagine the reaction would have been so different, and it would have been so much more excitement built around this team. Whereas because it was Felice Kaufusi, because he's a toiler in the second row who's a great player, but he doesn't attract young eyes. He doesn't attract highlight reels. He doesn't get your blood pumping like that. I love Felice Kaufusi. I love the way he plays, but he doesn't have that sort of impact that a Kalyn Ponga does or a Brandon Smith. He's not an iconic player in our game. He's not a huge needle mover. He's consistent as all hell. He is safe. He's reliable. He's going to build a fantastic culture. He's going to lead from the front. People are going to underappreciate him, but I want a billboard guy. I want a guy like Preston Campbell that he signs with the Dolphins and I go, fuck, how good is this? This is sensational. I wanted those kids to run out at lunchtime today and start doing the KP step, flick, chip, whatever the hell it might be, and be picturing him wearing the red Dolphins kit. Instead, it's Felice Kaufusi, and guys, kids aren't practicing at lunchtime or in the backyard running a hard line and defending well at second row. I don't know. Strange one for me. Obviously, you know, maybe I'm overreacting. I don't know. I'll be interested to hear what you guys think, but I think I speak for the vast majority of people, and definitely the people I've spoken to, that this one was a bit of a hollow signing. I can't believe this was the first one. If they would have signed KP and then Felice Kaufusi, all of a sudden KP is the guy you remember. He's the highlights reel guy, and then they've got an Australian back rower, so they've got the highlights guy. Now they're building the culture guy from a safe system. I just think it should have been done a little bit differently personally. But as I said, in a week's time they could sign an absolute superstar and it's sort of forgotten, but I reckon in 10, 20, 30 years time it'll be a trivia question: who was the first signing for the Dolphins? And I'll tell you right now, if you would have asked me at any point throughout my entire life from 2007 onwards who was the first signing for the Gold Coast Titans, I remember seeing the newspaper when I saw Preston Campbell assigned with the Titans. I still remember it to this day, and it's something I will always remember because it's what I associate with the start of the Gold Coast Titans. It's what I associate with that first jersey, that first game against the St. George Illawarra Dragons. From memory, it was that first final series in 2010, I think it was, maybe 09. 2010, though, they fell one game short of the grand final. I think Preston Campbell, Scott Prince, and Luke Bailey. I'm just not sure if Felice Kaufusi is going to have that same sort of impact on me.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.